to the Columbia Center for Spiritual Living, a welcoming and diverse community whose vision it is to contribute to a world that works for everyone. The inspirational message you are about to hear will expand your idea of what is possible in life right now and affirm your soul's knowing in taking that right next step towards your greatest good.
Ah, good morning. Whoa, I happened to look up and look at all of the beautiful faces. It's good to see everyone. Happy Pride Day to everybody. Hello, all of you folks out there who are love streaming. Glad you're here. Let's get this party started. And so, hang on, let me get this where it should be. There we go. So the year's theme is living everyday wonder. I love that. And for the past few months, after I say living everyday wonder, good to see you. I have this line that I got from a song, right? If we're not in awe, we're not paying attention. If we are not in awe, we are not paying attention. So what I would like to thank you. If we're not in awe, we are not paying attention. And so in this everyday wonder, we are waking up. We want to wake up in wonder. We want to wake up in this amazement. And if we can't find anything to be amazed about, take a breath. Take a breath. Ah, take a breath, because it is in that breath that life is lived. Without the breath, life is a little different. There are so many things happening with that breath. Not only does the breath oxygenate the blood, but with a nice deep breath, it exercises the internal organs. Ah, everyday wonder. And so today's talk is sacred site, holy site. Sacred site, holy site. Now, here's the thing, is that people go to many temples around the world. And people go to these temples to find inspiration. They go to worship the divine. They go there to find peace. They go there. And there are temples all around the world where people go to do these things. And for me, the outer structures are really representations of the inner structure. See, because the greatest temple on the face of the earth is your body temple. The greatest temple on the planet is you. So where do we go when I talked about people go to temples to find peace. People go to temples to find, you know, inspiration. People go to temples to worship the divine. There's nothing like going within your own body temple to worship the divine, to find the divine. In 1 Corinthians, we hear, "Know ye not that ye are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you?" So in other words, what we're saying is this, is that within you, there is a divine intelligence. Within you, there is a divine presence. Within you is that knower that knows before you even know that you know that you know. Does that make sense? Within you, there is this divine intelligence that knows before you need to know it. That's why we hear, "Before they knock, I shall answer." But the I that it is talking about is not something that is out there in the by and by. That I that is talking about, "Before they knock, I shall answer," is that divine intelligence within you. You are the way that Spirit shows up. You are the way that God shows up. That physical body is amazing. That physical body is amazing. Let me get a little sciencey with you just for a moment before we go to what Dr. Holmes says. Do you realize that there are between, I love this, 40 million, there are between 40 million and 1.2 billion sperm cells released in that great orgasmic explosion of life. You were the one who made it. One in 40 million. Catch that. That's special. If we're not in awe, folks, we are not paying attention. Out of 40 million, you are the one who made it. What does that say? That there is something, there's a divine intelligence that intended you to be here. You. One out of a billion. Are you catching this? This is amazing. Do you realize how special you really are? That is just amazing to me. See, the divine intelligence intended you to be here. You are here on purpose. Sacred site, holy site, your body temple. You are the temple of the living spirit. It is their sacred. And you are, what's that word? You are divinely human and humanly divine. But wait, the body temple goes on. Your body has approximately 37.4 trillion cells. And all of these cells are working together in communities and as a community for one purpose only, to make sure that the body temple functions properly. Oh, so we have the community of the heart cells, we have the community of the lung cells, we have the community of the liver cells, and all of these cells are working together in conjunction for one reason only, to make sure that this body, which is the vehicle of that divine intelligence within us, so that it can have its way here on the planet. Ernest Holmes says, the physical body is evolved for the purpose of allowing consciousness to function on this plane. I'm going to take out the word. I'm not going to take out the word. I'm going to replace the word consciousness with spirit or God or universal intelligence, whatever works for you. The physical body is evolved for the purpose of allowing spirit, universal intelligence to function on this plane. The body is evolved so that spirit can have its way on this plane through us. But look, Holmes goes on to say that the physical body is necessary to this plane. In other words, though spirit functions as the tree, it comes in it and it reveals itself as the plants and the birds and all of that. But there's nothing like the body. There's nothing like the human being. The ancient word, Kemetic word, Egyptian word, hu stands for God. So we're talking about human being, God, man, being. The physical body is necessary to this plane, since only through the physical body can we properly function here. So when I say we, I'm talking about we, the spiritual beings that we are. If it's not for the physical body, our spiritual beings cannot function for the purpose that it was designed to function for here on this planet. So what is your purpose for being here? What is your purpose for being here? Now, when I talk about asking yourself that question, what is your purpose for being here? That doesn't mean that it has to be this big earth-shattering purpose. Maybe the purpose is just to smile at the next person that you come across. Maybe your purpose is to say hi. Maybe your purpose is to hold the stillness, to hold the presence when someone is going through whatever they're going through. Yes. Maybe your purpose is just to be.
Yes.
Just to be. Because remember that we are not human doings, we're human beings. So just be. But who do I be, Eugene? You be who you are here to be. That can be still. Be like earlier today, be laughter, be fun, be creative, be free, free to smile, free to laugh, free to cry, free to do anything that you want to do. Now, when we were talking about, I was talking about the communities, there's one thing, there are a few things that can disrupt the communities within the body, the cells, right? I mean, we are so beautifully created. So our thoughts create our feelings. Our thoughts create our emotions. And I think we talked about this before when I was here, that when we have an emotion, I'm going to say fear. My checklist is this. What must I be thinking to feel this fear? Because the fear just didn't come up. I had to think that there's something that's causing me this fear. So what must I be thinking to cause this fear? And I go down the line, is it this? Is it that? Is it that? Is it this? And then I, you know, realize what it is and whatever I need to do to change that, then I change that. What am I thinking to feel this anger? What am I thinking to feel guilt? Guilt, oh my God, guilt and shame? Guilt and shame are one of the most destructive things to the body. We want to start to raise our vibration to start thinking differently. Well, I'm thinking that I messed up. I'm thinking that I made a mistake years ago, and I'm still hanging on to that guilt and shame from something that happened 5, 10, 15 years ago. My brother Eamon and I were speaking about something briefly that I was just going through, right, with some heart tests. And the test came back, well, you have pulmonary hypertension. I'm like, what are you talking about? Now, I went through some more tests and everything's fine. But what it had me do is start to look at, okay, let me find out what the heck I've been hanging on unto that's breaking my heart. What is it that is hurting my heart? And it was stuff that I was hanging on to from 20 years ago. No, it was stuff attached to people who were hanging on to stuff from 20 years ago. I'm like, okay, I am done. I'm done. I love them and bye-bye. Because we are all here on a purpose. And that purpose is to radiate. That purpose is to shine. That purpose is to be the representative of the divine. In my prayers, I say now that we are the representatives of the divine because the divine represents itself as you. That God so loved the world, spirit so loved the world, the divine intelligence so loved the world that it turned upon itself, clothed itself, and named itself you, me, and we. We are the way that spirit shows up. We are the way that the divine consciousness functions on this plane. It is so cool when we start to realize the power that we are in this holy temple, this holy site, this sacred site called the body. If we are not in awe, y'all, we're not paying attention. This amazes me, this thing called life. It is amazing to me just to wake up in the morning and take a breath. Every morning I get up and I sit on the edge of the bed and go, because there are many bodies who did not wake up this morning to do that. Lovely day, lovely day. It is a lovely day. So we want to start looking at what is worrying us and then let go of the worry. We want to start looking at all of those things that don't serve us. I look at, you've heard me talk about this before, I look at surrender in two ways. The first way is to surrender all of the things that don't serve you, right? The guilt, the shame, the anger, man, the self-hate, man, and watching our self-talk. God, that was a stupid thing you did. No, that was just a thing that you did. How are you going to learn from that? Right. So we want to surrender all of the things that don't serve us. The flip side is to surrender to the things that do serve us. Surrender to your good. Surrender to your joy. Surrender to your bliss. Imagine what it would be like if we surrendered to our bliss. Can you imagine that?
Yes.
Can you imagine what it would be like if you surrendered, really surrendered to your creativity and let that go? Imagine what it would feel like to surrender to your joy. Dance like nobody's watching. Who cares? Who cares? Sing like nobody's listening. Who cares? Because you are here to express your joy. Remember, out of 40 million, you're the one. Who made it? Spirit intended you to be here. So why not have a ball? Those are one of my two favorite words, right? One of my two favorite words. Right? Just keep going. Don't think about it. Just keep going. It's like, what? But why not? Why not be remarkable? Why not? Because, what's that?
Why the heck not?
And then there are four words. Why the heck not? Right? Why not? And people go, well, no, you shouldn't do that, you know, because especially as kids are to be seen and not heard. Man, let me tell you something. I had to grow out of that one. But why not be amazing? You are the temple of the living spirit. The spirit as you is here to be amazing. It's not here to be dull. It's not here to be, it's here to shine and to laugh. This morning in the circle, it took Amy a while to calm us down because we were just doing the hokey pokey in the circle. Man, I'm telling you. Whoa. You are the living, breathing vehicle of spirit. You are here to show up in beautiful ways. Holmes says, I love this, that your soul belongs to the universe. Your mind is an outlet through which the creative intelligence of the universe seeks fulfillment. The infinite intelligence seeks fulfillment through you. The divine intelligence seeks fulfillment through you. Love seeks fulfillment through you. Prosperity, abundance seeks fulfillment through you. I don't know about you, but that is amazing to me. When we really catch that, when we really stand anchored in the knowing that I am here to shine and to shine like no other sun in the universe can shine. And I mean, I do it unapologetically. Unapologetically. Oh, I'm sorry for shining so bright. Now, you may think that's funny. But I lived a long time. Well, maybe not a long time. Well, yeah, it was a long time because I've been here for a while. But for a long time, turning my light down. No wonder my heart hurt. Yeah. Right? You know, you can't talk like that. You can't say that. You can't show up like that. How many of us in the room, by a show of hands, live with your light turned down? Yeah. How many of us in the room live with don't say that, Eugene. Okay, say it. With your light turned all the way off. Yeah, right? Now, how many of us in the room want to and are willing to live with our light turned all the way up? Hear the question. How many of us in the room want to and are willing to live with our lights turned all the way up? Absolutely. Are you willing to do that?
Yes.
What keeps you from doing that? Nothing. 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 The rules. Rules. Okay. Oh, KRS-One. Has a great song called God. It says man laws are cool, but the law that I abide by is God guiding our direction. Now, yes, we want to follow the rules on the traffic. We want to follow all of that. But there is no rule that says that you have to play small. There is no rule written anywhere, unwritten or not, that says that you have to play small. However, we were taught that. We were taught that. Well, now we get to reteach ourselves. Like I like to say, we were miseducated to believe that we are not to be as brilliant and as bright and as bold and as bodacious as we were created to be. Because when we look at spirit, spirit reveals itself bodaciously. You ever really check out a sunrise? Amazing. Right? Amazing. On the other side of the day, the sunset, and then everything else in between. You ever stop? You ever stop to really listen to birds? Oh, it's amazing. Most birds have more than one song. Oh, man, it's amazing. But check this out, right? We're hearing the birds, but there is something, there's a divine intelligence that has created this mechanism called hearing that allows us to pick that up. Amazing. Yeah. Amazing to me. If we're not in awe, we are not paying attention. So what we want to do is to open up and allow ourselves to be that space where the creative intelligence is seeking fulfillment through us. It's time, because the world is calling on us more now than ever before. Yeah. With all the appearances of hate and separation, now is the time for us to stand boldly in who we are. Yeah. In who we truly are. Who we truly are is love made manifest. And love is not always nice and soft and fluffy. Love says, no, I won't stand for this. Love says, no. See, here's the thing I just learned, right? Is that when we go through a relationship and there is a break and we go, you know, love is hurt. My heart hurts. Love is never hurt. The ego is hurt. Love never fails. So we are here to be that vehicle, that vessel, that channel, that instrument of the divine love that has created everything that there is. For in the beginning, love created all that there is. Yeah. For this, I give great thanks. Can I have you play behind my prayer, bro? See, so what we want to do, folks, is to take care of our sacred divine bodies. Our bodies are a holy site. Our bodies are a sacred site. So let's eat the right foods. Let's go ahead and do the exercise. And more importantly than that, let go of the thoughts of separation. Let go of the thoughts of anger. Forgive those who may have done something to you. And then ask for forgiveness from those that you may have done something to. See, because we are here to be the example of love. We are here to stand boldly as a representative of the divine. Let's pray together. Thank you, brother. Woo. It is in great, grand gratitude that I speak this word from the end. Amen. And so it is. And so it is that I recognize that there is this one power, this one presence, this one life that is at the very center of all that there is. Amen. And so it is that I recognize that it is at the very center of all of life, from the nucleus of the atom to the expansiveness of the galaxies. All there is God. Amen. And so it is that I recognize and acknowledge that in this moment right here and right now, there is no space where God is not, because it is the nature of the divine to permeate, to penetrate, to fill the interspaces of the universe. Amen. So it is that God is all that there is, and having no circumference, there isn't anything that exists outside of the presence of the One. And so it is that we just absolutely stand in this awareness, recognizing that right where we are, God is. Right here, right now, God is, we are. And so it is in my awareness, it's in our awareness of our oneness in God, that we come together within the united state of consciousness, conscious and aware that this one power, this one presence lives our life. It beats our hearts. It breathes our breath. It thinks our thoughts. It speaks our words. It animates the body temple. And so it is in my awareness of our oneness that I speak this word for divine love. That we step into the willingness to be the love, so that when people see you, they see the love that has sent you. When they see you, they see the joy that is presenting as you. So I know that as we say yes to this, we open up and be willing. We are willing to be that space, that place of divine inspiration, in spirit, inspired by that divine intelligence that said, you are the one in the 40 million that I have intended to be on this planet. And so for this and for so much more than these words can ever convey, I remain forever grateful and thankful. And I release this word into the law, the activity of love and law, knowing that as this word is released into the law with unconditional and abiding love cannot help itself. It has no other choice. It must take these words and mold them and shape them and design them and create them and then return them unto us, not void or empty, but absolutely and completely fulfilled. And so fulfilled, we just stand in the knowing that it is done. It is done, and it is done well. And so it is. Amen. Peace and blessings. Mm.
Thank you for listening. If you have received a value, we invite you to share this podcast and check out our website, columbiacsl.com, to sign up for our weekly newsletter, providing thought-provoking blogs and details on our upcoming classes and community events. And we always are pleased to hear from you. You can reach us at podcast@columbiacsl.com. Thank you. Blessings on your journey.